Hello, Paul?
Yes.
Hey, Paul, my name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. Happy Thursday, or Friday Eve, as we call it around here.
We're almost there.
We're almost there, but I imagine probably the busiest days for you were on the weekends, right?
Actually, I don't work on Sundays, and Saturdays tend to be kind of the slowest for me, so
really?
I only work if I have to.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
I
Monday
love hearing
that. Monday is actually our busiest day.
Is it really? Everyone gets ready to go to work, gets up, go out the door, the car is gone kaput, huh?
That's it.
All right. Well, I understand here, I'm looking over the notes, it says that you're currently with K-Tub, you're not necessarily seeing the type of results that you would want. You've been with them since you started your business in July, so roughly 4 months, right?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Well, let me just pull this up here. I know they're usually around like 159, 189, something like that. The package that I can get you in for that's going to definitely be most profitable to you would be set at a flat rate of $249 a month, month to month, no contract. The major difference between what you're currently doing and what we would be able to do for you is, A, we're a Google Premier partner, so Google hand-selected our company. We're not just an SEO company. We actually partner directly with Google, so they allow us to bundle the local map listing. So I know you're familiar with the map. You got the verification. Right now you have 4 verified reviews. Your listing is just a little buried. What we do is we provide the programming on your local map listing, help with review generation, weekly posts, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, and put it onto the first page of services there in the local map. But we also include with the local map listing, a second position, which is listed up at the very top of the page in the Google Ads. And that spot is up and running in the first 7 to 14 days of beginning the program. So you're able to get the calls from the entire county because we're targeting the entire county for you at the very top in the ads. Within the local map, it's only going to give you your local radius of approximately 5 to 10 miles. Okay. We do include a full website as well. I understand that you have one with PageHub, but probably they own it, right?
I would assume. I don't know. The website that they put together, I was not very impressed with. And as a matter of fact, everything that they told me that they were going to do never happened. I mean, first off, I paid them for the first month of service, and I didn't even see nothing had even popped up or generated until well after the first month had already been paid for. The website that they put together was like the cheesiest thing. They didn't even use any of the photos that I sent them.
Really?
They asked me for all these photos. I took the time. I spent like almost 3 hours sending them photos, and then
they
did was cut and pasted shit off the internet.
Really? They use all
and
stock
then
photos
I know
on
that
the
I'm
site?
Getting, I'm pretty much, and then I called them and kind of bitched them out about it, and they switched a couple of them, but there's still stock photos that are on there. There's only 4 reviews that are showing on my Google page right now. I know I've gotten well over like 17 reviews because people call me and tell me that they gave us a review, and then I get an email that they got a review, but then it actually doesn't show up on my Google, and I don't know if that has anything to do with what they're doing.
It does definitely, and I'm looking at your Google listing here. They didn't even attach any photos to your Google listing. So the thing is the pictures definitely help, and having your own photos on a site does make all the difference, absolutely. But most importantly, people want to be able to see your face. They want to be able to see that you look like a reliable, clean-cut person, right? Like if I'm stuck somewhere in the middle of the night and I have to call you, I mean, and there's some guy that's looking all scraggly, or there's you who's, you know, clean shaven, looks like he's got, you know, his shirt tucked in, he looks like a decent person, I'm a lot more likely to call the person that shows their face on their stuff, because that's really important, right? The all of these things right. added together are all inclusive. Now, the site doesn't have to be top. I mean, the site itself, I understand what you're saying because it doesn't have any of your photos or any of your content, things that you took your very precious time with to go on and build or try to assist them in, and they just kind of put it to the wayside. You know, the site itself is important to have that landing spot so that people have a dedicated place to land on, but probably 9 out of 10 of the calls that you receive, or at least 8 out of 10 of the calls that you receive, are people in situations. They're in an quote-unquote emergency or almost emergency, right? They're stuck. They need help. So having that dedicated spot and having it be a proper articulation of your company is super important. But also, even if they scroll past, they should be able to see some photos even on the Google listing itself. Now, with this program, you're listed at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads in the first 7 to 14 days. All the calls come directly to you. As far as review monitoring and generation goes, the way that it works here is when we give you a client dashboard, so you're able to track everything yourself. You're able to go on, you're able to see exactly what keywords you're listed for, the location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving, where they're coming from. We even give you a specific call tracking system so you can track the phone calls. It gets rid of the spam and robocalls. But most importantly, you're able to go in and upload new photos yourself. You're able to track all of this stuff yourself and make any changes or adjustments that you want to make yourself. Because we know that the clients like to be involved.
Yeah, that's
in
through
their
the
campaign.
Google My Business, correct?
No, it's not through the Google My Business. It's through the local Splash dashboard. So we compile a dashboard with a username and password so you can sign on, and it takes the Google My Business, the Google Ads, it takes all of the 60-plus directories that we list you in, so Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, all of the premium directory profiles that we set up for you. It takes the review monitoring. It takes the weekly post. It puts it all under a hub. So basically, you sign on with your username and password, and you're able to look at the results from all of these destinations under one platform. Does that make sense?
Nice. Yeah, because I have a company Facebook page that I built myself.
Uh-huh.
I maintain that. And then, of course, I have a Yelp page as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was paying them. I paid them for 2 months, but I didn't get jack shit out of that, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
that
don't pay Yelp.
Money
listen,
because they had me advertising
yes.
for the frat.
Exactly. For what you're doing, honestly, it's like locksmiths and bail bonds. People aren't going to go to Yelp. They're going to Google. Like, I'm locked out. I need help. My car's jacked. I need help. I'm in jail. I need help. You know what I mean? Like, they're going directly to Google. They're not taking the time.
I did get some work from them.
Right. Well, and I'm not saying
we
include
Yelp. We did get work from them, but it wasn't the right kind of work.
We do include Yelp within our platform, so don't get me wrong. Like, we do the programming for it. But if you're going to pay for a service, I would suggest paying for a service that's going to include everything in the platform, not just putting all the eggs into the Yelp basket. Okay? The Facebook
right.
business page, if you already have one set up, that's fantastic. We actually optimize it and provide it with full programming as well. We do encourage that you go on and do weekly posts. We do encourage that you upload new photos. But what we do is go on and make sure that it has the proper keywords, that it has the optimization in order to be showing up there in Facebook and catching relevancy. All of these things combined together help with the Google listing as well. Now, the review situation, I don't know how they have theirs set up as far as PageHub goes. You know, I'm not one to speak badly about another company. They're apples, we're oranges. We do two totally different things because they don't have the type of classification through Google that we have. We're not just an SEO company. We're a Google Premier partner and full digital marketing firm. So the difference here is that when the reviews, like, we have a tiny URL, which is like a tiny link that we can apply to any of your destinations for them to go on and leave you a Google review. On the website that we set up, on the website itself, there's a Google review button, so there's no doubt about where they're going to go to leave you the review. And when it comes in, it comes in directly to your dashboard, so you're able to see it first. If for any reason you got an unsavory review, then obviously you're going to be able to respond to that person, maybe call them or try to straighten it out. I'm sure that doesn't happen to you, but you know, you can't please everybody. So we like to make sure that you have availability to it first, and then it loads straight to your website. And when that website is listed on all the destinations, everybody's able to see it. But those reviews are extremely important towards helping get you pushed up the page. So I can't imagine why in the world, if they want to keep your business, they wouldn't go ahead and post the other 13 reviews that you have, because you said it's like a total of 17, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, from the dashboard, we also have a review button that's on the dashboard itself. So the advantage to this is you click on the review tab on your dashboard, and you can go in and put in anybody's email or anybody's phone number, and it shoots them a pre-made message with the link for your Google review. So they don't have to figure out where to go. They don't have to figure out how to find your Google review listing. They can literally, it is sent directly to their phone or to their email. They click on the link, they leave you the 5-star review, wham, bam, done. Okay?
I like that.
Yeah. Well, it's really important, especially for where you're at and what you got going on. You know, those reviews, I imagine, are extremely important. And I can't, for the life of me, I'm sitting here trying to figure out, like, kind of why they would do something like that, because it's not going to be beneficial to them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Right.
But if you're interested in switching, we have a fantastic program here for you. I can get you all squared away, and we can begin getting your client interview done today and begin moving forward right away.
So let me just, again, reiterate this, make sure I'm understanding what you're telling me correctly. The biggest thing, obviously, is so if somebody Googles towing in my area, mm-hmm. are we going to be the first company that pops up?
I cannot promise that you're going to be the first company. It's First Page Placement. So let me explain that to you. At the very top of the page above the map, sometimes you'll do a search and you'll see above the map there's 3 or 4 businesses listed that say ad next to them. Does that sound familiar?
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to be listed there in the top 4, because there's only 4 businesses listed. So you're going to be listed at the very top of the page. I can't promise you first, second, third, or fourth spot, but you'll be listed there. And in that area is where we're going to target the entire county. Okay? Because that's where you're servicing. Within the local map, where the business is physically located in Merritt Island, then that listing right there, I can't promise you first, second, or third position. That would be a violation of the Google guidelines, but that's where we're going to list your business. It is all dependent on ranking. I've explained to you what you as the consumer or our customer would be able to do in order to assist us with that is A, make sure you get your client onboarding taken care of right away, and B, work on the reviews, because you already have a Google business listing. We don't have to wait for Google to verify you and send out the PIN code and verify that you're an actual business. Those steps have all already been taken for your company. So now what you need is the proper programming to be coming up where it is that you want to be coming up.
And that's on the actual Google search engine through the internet. What about Google Maps?
That is, as well as Google Maps. It's going to come up Google Maps, Apple Waze. It comes up Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. There's over 60 of the directories that we program you in. So the Google My Business listing and the programming we provide there shows you up in the map.
Okay. And then what about the website? If they own that domain name, how do we get that? Or would you have to do a completely different one?
We would probably just do a different one. PageHub can be nasty about it sometimes. If you can talk them out of it, that's fantastic. I would suggest, you know, obviously that you see what that is what that really looks like before you tell them I actually want to cancel. You have usually a little more juice that way. But if not, we will go ahead and include a new one for you at nothing additional since you're coming over from another company.
Okay. Well, they did give me the month of November for free because, like I said, I called and kind of bitched them out.
Sure.
But still nothing in comparison to how much money I've spent with them.
How much were you paying a month?
I was taking care of them. $159.
Yeah. And the difference with a program like that versus like this is, A, I keep bringing up the Google Premier Partnership because it's extremely important. If you don't have the type of training and backing that comes directly from being a Google partner, then you just have programmers that are hopefully listing you within a reasonable amount of time within the local map. Usually for companies like PageHub, because they're not able to couple the Google ads with the local listing, it usually only takes them, 90 days, maybe 120. But if you've already been with them for 4 months since you started the company and you haven't seen results yet, I mean, $159 a month is still $159 a month. For less than $100 more, you can have the Google ad, and in our terms and conditions, what we promise you is that within the first 7 to 14 days, you will be coming up at the top of the page in the Google ads, and within maximum 30 to 45 days within the local map, you'll have achieved the placement that you want to achieve. That's our promise to you in writing.
Okay. Yeah, it's not that I haven't seen results, it's just not any of the results that I want. You know, most of what I've gotten out of my Google page has been because they kind of started it and then I've taken over it. And that's why when I called them last month, I'm like, what the fuck am I paying you guys for? You guys aren't doing anything.
Right.
So,
Well, I mean, and I would look at it like this.
$249 a month, let's give it a shot and see what happens.
Okay, cool. Because what I was going to say is, you know, if for $159 a month you were paying them and they weren't doing what you needed them to do, what do you think they're going to do on the free month? You know what I mean? I don't know that you're going to see any better results on the free month. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and go look through my website that they put up there. And, I mean, it's just riddled with typos and stuff. So I said my 13-year-old could have done a better job. And she can't spell worth crap.
Oh,
so
man.
It's like,
but
you know, this is how you're representing my business and I'm paying you.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So you have access to the Google.
So what do we need to do to move forward?
Okay. Last name?
Noll, N-O-L-L.
N-O-L-L. Nancy Oscar Lewis, right? I think there's a delay.
Correct.
Okay, email?
As Paul's Towing, FL, at gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to send everything over in writing. I'm also going to send out a series of text messages. You're on Eastern Time Zone there in Florida, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm available to you Monday through Friday, 10 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. I'm also going to send over the number for client support. They're available to you the same exact hours. We're available to you via text message, email, phone call, and live chat from the dashboard itself. The business address that I have where you had the verification code sent to, I have that as 114 Imperial Street in Merritt Island, Florida, 32952, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so I'm assuming that you have the access to the Google My Business page yourself, correct?
I do.
Okay, so what we're going to do for you, Paul, is during the call that you're going to have for client onboarding with my technician, they're going to walk you through how to sign us on as managers for that and how to take PageHub off, okay?
Okay.
Because nobody should be, you should always be the owner on your account, on your My Google My Business. You only allow companies to come in and do programming on it, so they only need to go in and manage it, not take it over at any point. Don't ever let anybody take it over. It's always yours as the owner, okay?
Okay.
Now, next, other than obviously the towing services, Paul, is there any other service that you're providing?
Parking enforcement.
Okay.
And then we also do repossessions.
Okay. Okay. Repossessions. All
obviously
right. Are
roadside
you...
services. I don't know if you guys count that in.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We want to know everything that you do. Any, like, let me put it to you like this. I had a guy in Louisiana. He was really down in the backwoods, and I can say that because I'm actually from Mobile, Alabama, which is about far south as you could get, you know? So he was in the super backwoods, and he said, you know, in my keywords, Miss Amy, can you please have them put kitchen redid? And I was like, okay. And he's like, well, that's how they say it around here. Get your kitchen redid. And that's how he wanted it. So any services, you know, like land clearing, okay, but in the South they call it bush hogging. You know, I mean, like you've got to know
right.
What it is in your area. So anything that you're offering, I don't care how silly it sounds or, you know, whatever you call it, give it to us. We run it through the database with Google. We present you with the keywords. So for the roadside services, is that going to like include tire changes, dead batteries, things like that?
Yep, we do tire changes, dead batteries, battery sales, lockouts,
mm-hmm.
jump starts,
mm-hmm.
Pretty much most of what we do on the road side of things.
Okay, perfect. Now, as far as the service radius goes, what is the county that you're in?
Brevard
County, okay. Forms of payment you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
We do cash, check, credit cards.
Okay. Hours of operation?
24/6. We are not open on Sundays.
Okay. Got it. Closed Sundays. All right. And then I know that you do have photos. Do you have a logo?
I do.
Okay. Perfect. All righty. I'm going to schedule your client onboarding appointment, Paul. It looks like for today... I have an available appointment time in the next half hour or so. Will that work for you? The technician will call you between 2 and 3?
It has to be a little bit later than that just because I won't have time to get back to my desk at my house.
Okay, so what I can do is all the other appointments are full for today. We have appointments starting tomorrow morning as early as 10 a.m., and the last one starts at 6 p.m., so we run them on the hour every hour. They'll call you between, like if you set it for between 10 and 11, they're going to call you between 10 and 11. So what time frame is best for you tomorrow?
That would work. Between 10 and 11 is fine.
Okay, I'm going to give you that one. The technician's going to call you from our 877 phone number. So what I'm doing here is I'm sending out an email notification that's going to say Local Splash CI for Client Interview, EN for English. Once you hit accept on that, it will also have your first and last name, Paul. It's just going to drop a reminder into your Google Calendar. It will give you notification at whatever time you have your notification set, mine are set to go off 10 minutes before the appointment. The technician will also send text message as well as email reminder approximately 1 hour before the appointment, okay?
Okay.
The last thing I have to do is read the voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is month to month, that there's absolutely no contract. But first, in order to secure the listing today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And is there any middle initial, or is it just Paul Knoll?
I have to look. Hang on, I'm walking to my truck to grab my wallet.
Sure.
Just Paul Knoll.
Okay, perfect. And the billing address is the 114 Imperial Street?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what is
my mailing address? It's 2311.
Mm-hmm.
2311 State Road 524.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Suite 112 340. Cocoa,
okay.
Florida.
Cocoa.
32926.
32926?
Correct.
Cocoa, C-O-C-O-A?
Correct.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's Visa.
I'm ready for the card number, 4 digits at a time, please.
4072.
Mm-hmm.
5000.
Okay.
0010.
Okay.
1950.
Man, you got the zeros in there, didn't you? Expiration month and year.
I did. 0723.
And the 3-digit code on the back.
642.
I'm updating your profile, assigning the package and processing payment. The voice verification reads like this. Should you have any questions during voice verification, feel free to stop me and I will explain. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Paul's Towing, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Paul Knoll, owner.
Paul, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your own business?
Yes.
In order to ensure... Okay. Hold on. Sorry. I got turnaround here. In order to see accurate results with the package, it is recommended that you will be responsive to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash. Do you agree to that?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Which you've already disclosed that you were working with PageHub, however you're canceling them. We can see everything else you have out there online. All we're asking is before you move forward with anybody else, please to let us know.
Okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is November 4th, 2021, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the fourth day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you please contact client support just 3 business days before the next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, Paul, that concludes the voice verification. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Now, the last thing that I'm going to do is send you a text message that's going to say, it's going to have HTTPS, my.localsplash.com. If you could please just put me on speakerphone if I'm not already and pull this text message up, I'd appreciate it.
Space for it to load.
Sure.
It says, oops, the server encountered an error and cannot complete your request.
Hmm. I wonder if it's because we're on the phone. Let me send it again.
Let's try refreshing it.
Yeah.
Nope, getting the same thing.
Okay. I sent you a fresh one. It's also in your email. So what I'm having you pull up is the terms and conditions so I could show you everything in writing, everything that you're exactly getting with the package is everything that I verbally promised to provide for you. It has the exact time frame that I quoted you on the amount of days that it could take to get you listed there. 9 out of 10 times we see it happen sooner. Once you're able to get into that email or you're able to access the text message, maybe when we're off the phone, at the bottom of the page, it's just going to ask for you to click a box certifying that you're the person who is the financial card holder on this account, and then to type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me, okay?
Okay. I'll have to do that when I get home.
Sure.
I just left an eye doctor appointment about an hour ago. My eyes are dilated. I can't see a damn thing on my phone anyway.
Well, it's a good thing we took this little break so you can rest your eyes, huh?
Well, it's funny because I've been driving around since. I can see far away. I can't see anything up close until my eyes aren't dilated anymore.
You better settle down, Paul. Don't be doing that. Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you.
All right. Whenever you get a chance to take care of it, it's real quick and easy. I just like to show all of my clients that before we jump off the phone. And the other thing is that once you do that and you hit confirm signature, it's going to take you to a screen asking for username and password. But don't worry about that yet. You'll get the credentials for the username and password. They're auto-generated after your client interview has been conducted, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Again, that call will come from our 877 number. That will be tomorrow morning between 10 and 11 Eastern Standard Time, okay?
All right, hon. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a blessed day. Talk to you soon.
You too.
Bye-bye.